The Good News, according to Luke. Since many others have undertaken the task of composing a narrative about those events which have occurred among us, according to how those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and assistants of the word transmitted them to us, it seemed good to me also, having from the beginning closely followed all things accurately, to write them down in order for you, most honorable Theophilus, that means friend of God in Greek, so that you could have an accurate and trustworthy understanding of the things about which you were instructed. There was, in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, whose temple duties were part of the shift rotations of Abijah. His wife, whose name was Elizabeth, was a female descendant of Aaron, and they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were quite old. It was the custom of the priesthood to cast lots to determine which duties each one fulfilled in his daily service before God. Now it happened that his lot was to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of burning incense. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him there, standing on the right side of the incense altar. And Zacharias was disturbed when he saw him, and he became very fearful. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zacharias, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and exultation, and many others will also rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink no wine nor strong drink. And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And through him many of the children of Israel will turn to the Lord their God. He will go before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah, to restore the disposition and character of the fathers to the children, and to turn the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just, in order to prepare a people for the Lord's coming." That's a quote from Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. But Zacharias said to the angel, "How can I be sure of this? For I am an old man, and my wife is quite advanced in age." And the angel answering said to him, "I am Gabriel, the one who stands in the presence of God. I was sent to speak to you, and to bring you this good news concerning these things. Therefore, look, you will be unable to hear, and not able to speak, until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." Start Dyer Commentary. The literal words here are "to be silent," which this translator understands as "to be in silence," therefore "to be deaf." Many translators have understood this as "kept silent," being then merely a repetition of not being able to speak. However, when John was born, the neighbors had to sign, that's verse 62, to Zacharias as he responded to them in writing, indicating that he could neither hear nor speak. End Dyer Commentary. And the people were expecting Zacharias to come out, and they wondered why he was taking so long in the temple. But when he did come out, he couldn't speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. He tried to communicate to them with gestures, but he remained mute. And so then, when the days of his priestly functions were over, he returned to his home. And after these days, Elizabeth his wife conceived, but she hid her pregnancy for 5 months, saying, "The Lord has done this for me at the time when he finally took notice of me, to take away my disgrace among men." Now in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel entered into the room where she was and said, "Greetings, you who are being shown favor, the Lord is with you." But she was very confused by what he said, and searched her mind for the reason for his greeting. And the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Look, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and there will never be an end to his kingdom. Then Mary said to the angel, How could this happen, since I have never been intimate with a man? The angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will envelop you in a haze of brilliance. For this reason the Holy One to whom you give birth will be called the Son of God. Furthermore, see here, Elizabeth, your relative, the one who was called barren, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and is already in her sixth month. For nothing which God says lacks power. And Mary said, Here I am, the Lord's maidservant, that's a female slave. May it happen to me according to your word. And the angel left her. So at that time Mary rose up and hurried into the hill country to a city of Judah. There she came into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud voice, saying, May you be blessed among women, and may the fruit of your womb be blessed. And how can it be that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For look, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And may she be blessed who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded with favor the humble position of his handmaiden. Now look, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things to me. Holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation toward those who fear him. He has demonstrated his power. He has scattered the proud, exposing the imaginations of their hearts. He has removed the mighty ones from their thrones, and has raised up the humble ones. The hungry he has filled with good things, but the rich he has sent away empty. He has sent help to his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, of which he spoke to our fathers, toward Abraham, and his seed forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months, and then returned to her house. Now when it was time for Elizabeth to give birth, she had a son. When her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had demonstrated his great mercy towards her, they rejoiced with her. So it happened on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have named him Zacharias after the name of the father. But his mother answered and said, No, instead he will be called John. And they said to her, But you don't have any relatives with that name. Then they made signs to his father, asking what he would have him called. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they all were shocked. Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And the fear came on all those who lived near them. And throughout all the hill country of Judea, people talked about these things which had happened. And all who heard about it meditated on these things in their hearts, saying, What sort of person will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, May the Lord, the God of Israel, be blessed, for he has visited us and arranged for the ransom to be paid for his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us through one of the descendants of his servant David, fulfilling what he spoke by the mouth of his holy ones, even those prophets who have been from the ancient times, bringing deliverance from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. He has done this to show mercy towards our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, fulfilling the oath which he swore to Abraham, our father. This oath was to grant us deliverance out of the hand of our enemies, so that we could serve him without fear, as we live in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. Yes, and you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people through the release from the bondage of their sins. Through this visitation from above, our God will demonstrate his compassionate and merciful feelings, by bringing light to those who sit in the darkness, even to those living in the shadow of death, and guiding our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his being revealed as a prophet to Israel. This is the end of Luke chapter 1.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.